high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
I can confirm per source, Gavin Griffiths has entered the transfer portal for Rutgers basketball. I tweeted the news right away earlier this afternoon. This is my rapid reaction to Gavin Griffiths becoming the sixth scholarship player for Rutgers basketball to enter the portal this offseason. It's now four open scholarships for Rutgers, Steve Peichel, and the coaching staff. I detailed in the pod on Wednesday some of the options they're working on, how hard they are at work, exploring every avenue to make this roster better. I can confirm that they absolutely wanted Gavin Griffiths back for next season, and the hope was that he was going to develop into a key contributor. And what happened? So I think a few things in terms of Gavin Griffiths, former top 50 recruit, former four-star recruit, went through a lot of adversity as a freshman. I think there were several contributing factors to that. Rutgers did not really have a true point guard for most of the season. Once Jeremiah Williams got in, it was a little bit better. But still, I think not having a true floor general to distribute the basketball did hurt him to a degree. I think that Cam Spencer and Paul Mulcahy leaving thrust Gavin into a role, bigger role, sooner than I think the staff probably wanted to put him in, and obviously faster than he was ready for, because he did not play well the first 25 games of the season. He shot just 18 to 75 from three-point range in those first 25 games. That's 24%. He did improve those last seven games, 13 of 35 from three for 38%. Finished the season, Joe, though, just 28% from three, shot just 37% from two-point range, 37 of 100. Really struggled defensively, did get a little bit better towards the end of the season, that last seven games, in terms of holding up in isolation, one-on-one battles. Work in progress. That was going to have to be a big focus this offseason. And his shot selection, you know, really struggled at times, even towards the end of the season. And I think the biggest thing you want to see with top recruits is that they're at the end of their freshman seasons, they're no longer playing like freshmen. You want to see a step forward. And I really harped on, and I touched on some of my rapid reactions, the shot selection by Gavin at times was still really poor. Forcing shots, taking contested 25-footers, not taking shots within the flow of the offense. He looked much better in terms of, you know, getting into a shot off the dribble, getting into a shot off of screens, something I think Rutgers could have done more for him. But I think that, you know, when he was in the flow of the offense, his shot looked a lot better. He shot with more confidence. His fundamentals were better. When he was forcing things and getting frustrated, you could tell. You could see. And that's why he missed a lot more than he made. And it's really disappointing that, you know, if you think about it, I mean, listen, Steve Peichel stuck with Gavin through his struggles. I mean, he was playing more minutes down the stretch. He looked better those last seven games, but Rutgers never really gave up on him. There were a couple games he played less, but they were committed to him, and they absolutely hoped that he would develop into a key contributor next season. Now, the flip side of that, right, in terms of the portal, and I know I've harped on NIL being, you know, such a big part of the portal, and it is a factor with everybody, but I don't think this was the motivating factor with Gavin. I think there is a difficult adjustment sometimes for top recruits in kind of a reality check of you're at the high major level now and you weren't as successful your freshman season as you had hoped. And there's a lot of work that has to go into earning a role and getting better and developing. And I think that played a major factor in this decision. I think that Rutgers, Steve Peichel, you know, he was very vocal in that Carino article, which I referenced yesterday and quoted him. I mean, they know they need shooters, right? They were the worst shooting team in high major basketball this past season. You can't just rely on one guy. And honestly, as much as you hope that Gavin develops, he did not show enough as a freshman that Rutgers can fairly count on him as a big time contributor for this, for his sophomore season. Now, obviously, Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey coming in, it's going to open up the offense. That to me is just as disappointing as anything else. I mean, he was going to get better looks next season. He was tailor made for having those two guys around, two future pros, two future NBA draft lottery projections. It was going to make the offense a lot better just by them being on the floor. And he was going to be a big benefactor of that. I really believe that. So it's disappointing, but Rutgers has to go out and get more shooters. They have to add talent to the roster. Steve Peichel owes it to himself. He owes it to his team. He owes it to the program. He owes it to the fan base to go out and get as many shooters as you can, because this offense has to be drastically better next season for them to have reached their potential as a team based on the talent they already have either on the roster or coming into the program. Just in terms of not having a guaranteed role and needing to compete on your own team and not having anything, you know, guaranteed. I mean, that's life. And the portal, you know, as much as it's an opportunity for players, it's an opportunity for coaches and teams too, to better your team. And you have to go out there and find ways to improve your roster. And I think, unfortunately, that being a top recruit, that was an adjustment for Gavin, you know, and I think he fought through a lot of adversity. As I said, some of it was, you know, based on the situation he had to deal with, you know, a lack of point guard, being thrust into a bigger role faster than he was ready for. But at the same time, Steve Peichel and the staff stuck with him. I mean, he was getting big minutes down the stretch and, you know, Rutgers was losing. They showed a clear investment in him and they absolutely were committed to him in his long-term development. And I think it's just, you know, people want to scream and get upset. Now there's six transfers, six players in the portal. You lose a top 50 recruit that, you know, you could have developed. But everything's a one-year commitment at this point. Everything's a one-year deal. You know, you hope that when new recruits come in that they're going to stay for a long period of time. But it's just not the case anymore. The Geo Bakers, Ron Harper, has 4 years. Cliff gave them, he's going to graduate. You know, and yeah, it stinks he's going to play somewhere else next year. I think he's going to portal somewhere. At the same time, he gave him 4 years. No COVID year. Watt Magg, Cliff Amore, and Paul Mulcahy finished their careers at Rutgers, and it's a completely different narrative. So at the same time, you know, Gavin Griffiths, I know fans are upset because he has a quote in Jerry Carino's article from December 2022 that he would never entertain leaving. He would never transfer. And you know what? If you want to beat up a 19-year-old kid for saying that, you know, 16 months ago, go ahead. But I don't think it's fair. Listen, it's a life experience. It just shows there's no guarantees in life and things change. And he fought through a ton of adversity and he thinks it's best for him to leave. It's disappointing. If you want to indict the staff, if you want to, you know, flame the kid because he said something in a quote. I know part of the confusion is that it got, and this part of what I was saying with misinformation, you know, was out there that he issued a statement this week saying that it's not true. It's a 16-month-old quote. So things change, situations change. Gavin Griffiths wants to leave. He leaves. Honestly, it's an opportunity for Rutgers to bring in a proven shooter, an experienced guard, someone that they can, you know, count on production wise from past history. And it's going to make this team better. So there was real hope that Gavin could develop. I thought he could develop. I think he could be a big-time player for this program. But there was enough in this past season that you couldn't count on him for next season to hit the ground running and be a top, even a starter for this team. You just couldn't. So the staff has to do what's best for the program. And now they have an opportunity to find another shooter, another big-time contributor for next season. And, you know, it's just the state of college basketball. Until you know, the rules change, until there's transfer limitations, until there's contracts with NIL, until there's major changes, this is the reality. You know, hate it or not, but college basketball, everything's going to change. Everything's fluid, right? There are no guarantees. Nothing should surprise you. I've said this all offseason. Nothing surprises me anymore. Anybody that enters the portal should not be surprised. Yes, NIL is a major part of it. But at the same time, it's part of just in terms of as much as kids want to go out in the portal and explore new opportunities, they have to understand that teams are going to do that too. So it works both ways. And wish Gavin Griffiths the best of luck. This is an opportunity for Rutgers to get better today, tomorrow, next season. You know the staff is out there working hard, and this just gives him another slot now. So you have four open spots. Oscar Palmquist has yet to make a decision or announce a decision, so we'll see there. But right now you have Jamichael Davis, Emmanuel Abole, and Jeremiah Williams back. You have the five recruits coming in. Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, Lathan Somerville, Bryce Dorch, Dylan Grant, and Oscar Palmquist, TBD. Huge season next year. Steve Peichel has urgency. I talked about it yesterday's pod. Check it out. And we move forward. And this is an opportunity. Thanks for listening and watching once again here at the Scarlet Tape.